Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Eli Tomac, Triple Crown. Yeah, you're getting close to the points lead. You haven't won one of these yet, but you kind of alluded a little bit. Like, you're all fine. You're not losing your mind.
I was losing my mind before the last race in that Triple Crown, but then the last one, I got my mind back.
Yeah, what? The first one was very unlike you. What? Did you have an issue? Or?
I was riding good, and I was tight. I got tight. I'll be straight up honest. Like, I was tight. The last four or five laps, like, rode like a goon, really. For where I started, like, there was no excuses to not be farther ahead than where I was. And then second one, that was like, really bad start. So got to clean up starts if I want to be better. But third one was kind of a clean air deal and rode like myself. But it's hard to get down on yourself because we're, like, right here in the championship. And the years past, it's been always digging myself out of a massive hole. So we're in a great spot right now.
Yeah, and all of us guys in the media were, like, waiting for this crazy balls Tomac ride. And, you know, it just hasn't been there yet. But, hey, this is what gets it done. The third main, like you said, you rode great. You pulled away with the win. It doesn't give you the overall, but it's a main event in a way, right? So this is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all the guys are out there, and we were at least, you know, we rode 14 laps, so it was pretty much a main. But, it was just better. It was more me, but, no excuses for that first one. That was bad.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember last year not being a huge fan of these things. You won a couple of them, or one at least. You weren't a huge fan of these things. I sense tonight you seem like you're better with the Triple Crown format.
Not so much. Okay. No, like, yeah. I think, you know, you heard the 250 guys saying they like it, but I think they'll have a different perspective when they get on the big bike and when the guys going second. Whatever we have, three of them, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. Okay. Any more than that, it's just, I think it's a little bit just too crazy. For all of us.
More starts, more potential.
More starts, more potential, more first lap, squirrel, like squirrels. So, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with them. But I think they just maybe stay where they're at. That's my opinion.
New bike for you. I'm waiting for we're still developing this thing stuff from your guys. So how is it? What do you think? What are you learning about this thing?
It has been a learning process. It has a lot of potential, and I'm about to uncork it here soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still testing a bit.
I'm still trying to find the spot. But that being said, I haven't put myself in the greatest positions, but I haven't been riding the best. So it's been a mix. I can't point my finger at one thing or the other. But the bike, like, the motor's really nice. It's got some really good characteristics to it. So. Like anything, you gotta find the sweet spot on them. Like, it's, you can't just do it right off the get go.
Right. Qualifying practice for you. We've seen a lot of guys in the mix through the first three rounds, and not always you. Sometimes you, but not always you. Does that bother you at all? Roxanne doesn't care. Some guys don't care. A lot of times you've been the fastest guy, but it hasn't been necessarily every time this year. Is that just the depth of field?
It's depth of the field. And I think I've been eked out. I was second at A1, and then today by a hundredth or a tenth.
Yeah.
So it's a depth of the field, and I mean, I've been close.
The names are crazy on the top five every practice.
Yeah, like, it's just, everyone's riding good right now.
Yeah. All right, last question for you. I ride an Levo bike. I'm e-bike guy. I've been getting a lot of shit on social media when I post one.
Yep.
But you're gnarly. Your dad's gnarly, and you're fine with an e-bike, correct?
Yeah, we rip them. We love riding those things. So, The haters are the ones that haven't ridden them yet.
Okay.
Those are the haters.
So I can tell all those guys, listen, yep. Eli Tomac,
because
they're fun.
You haven't ridden one.
Okay.
As soon as you ride one, you'll change your mind. 100%.
And you're the gnarliest guy I know. So, like, if you'd be the guy to shit on an e-bike, you know, no, someone would think.
So, yeah. Yeah, just go ride one.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.